The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
I want to go back now to the conversation we were having at the beginning of the show about under 30s getting the vaccine potentially next after over 60s and the high risk. Joanna Reardon is a sports journalist and founder of No Limbs, No Limits. And Joanne, good morning. You've been tweeting that you don't see the a problem with the under 30s getting the vaccine first.
Well, first of all, I was just talking to my dad there, who's in the 60 bracket, and he's next up to get his vaccine, and he did nearly fight me. He thought I was getting it before him. I was like, no, you're getting it first.
As long as he was getting it first, he was okay then. Whatever. As long as he has it, let it off then.
Completely. I wouldn't mind. He was the fella at the start when it was rolling out saying, oh, Joanne, you've asthma, you've an underlying condition, you can get it before me. But now that it's dangling in front of him, he wanted it. But no, look, I think overall, I can only just speak for my experience, really. I suppose all my friend groups, you know, we're all 25, you know, 26, 27. I suppose everyone kind of works in a public kind of job. You know, we've got teachers, we've got care assistants, you know, we've got nurses, a lot of frontline staff, Gardaí as well included. I think really at the end of the day, this is kind of one of those things that have been thrown out there and is kind of being treated a bit like a nuclear bomb, in that I think they're just trying to like test the water first and see how people react. I can kind of see the frustration and I can obviously understand it from that point of view. But I do know a lot of people who are under the age of 30, like myself, who also have an underlying condition who would have had to have waited anyway. So I think, you know, for a lot of us, it is, you know, just, I think it's just, it's a lot of pitting people against each other in the hope that something good comes out of it, you know?
Yeah. You haven't got any sniff of a vaccine yet, no?
No, I haven't.
Would you be high risk or very high risk?
Well, I've asthma and I would have had pneumonia when I was younger, meaning I would have been on a ventilator. So I would think I'm high risk, but I like to kind of double down because, you know, at the same time, you know, you don't know how actually like disabled I am, you know?
Okay, so you want to be able to get it because you're under 30 and maybe on the high risk as well. So you're growing your options here. Tell me this, I take the point about that young people have suffered uniquely and have been very, very good through all of this and everything. But you know that like people in their 40s and 50s will say, well, we're that sandwich generation who are looking after older people and trying to manage kids through all of this. And we have suffered uniquely. And, you know, I think every decade would have a different argument for why they uniquely deserve it next.
Yeah, no, I definitely, like, as we said earlier, like, I think it is just kind of one of those things where these things are always kind of put out there and it's like a version of us all kind of ripping each other apart at the throats, you know, just to kind of see, like, I'm not, you know, disregarding any decade, you know, absolutely, I do completely agree with you. You know, my parents have obviously sacrificed a lot there in their 60s now. You know, I've aunts and uncles who are in the 40s and 50s, they've also sacrificed a lot. So, you know, I do, like, I would definitely agree that everyone gets it. I think it is one of those things where no matter what you do, and especially in Ireland, because the HSE database wouldn't be, like, the best anyways, I would probably say that it is kind of touch and go no matter what kind of rollout you do move out, because I suppose at the end of the day, this all does go back to the fact that we are an underfunded and underserviced and, I suppose, an under-resourced health service, unfortunately, in the European Union.
And Joanne, I understand you're back to work next week.
Yeah, so I actually just went to get my pre-work COVID swab, which came out negative, thank God. And I'm not going to lie, it was actually very young people who were swabbing me at the Bond Secures. I'm back to work next week with Swim Ireland. We're doing the swimming trials, and if anyone wants to tune in, they can. It's on the RT player, so thanks.
Okay, Joanna Reardon, thanks a million for that. Lots of people texting in, and everybody obviously informed by their own age group, but there's a texter here, John, with a kind of a calming note and echoing what Joanne is kind of saying there. Hi, Brendan. It seems to me our society is defining itself more and more by affinity groups who constantly voice their specific needs at every opportunity. It's becoming noise and is adding to the anxiety rather than resolving it. Try and keep calm and carry on. We're nearly there, John. So thank you for that, John.